Hi, welcome to Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
And I'm Dee.
And we are two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door if you are curious and have questions about the overall spiritual and metaphysical journey. We are here to create a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus episode.
Hello, everybody.
Happy. You sound exhausted. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, we were watching what's the show called? The Peacemaker. So we were just relaxed. So it was nice. I was gonna say happy spring equinox, even though it's gonna be super cold here tomorrow.
Well, I mean, we've got 10 days and we're pre-recording this for y'all. Right? It is 10 days.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be, not super cold tomorrow, but I love how we hit almost 80 and now we're going to go back down to like the high of being 50.
No, but you want to know something? Like I feel spring already. My nose feels spring already.
Your allergies?
My allergies are so bad.
Well, and the wind has been terrible here.
Girl, I now feel like that sinus congestion, like I feel it. My nose wakes up and it's like a drippy mess. No matter how much Allegra I take, I'm just like, I'm done.
We should try some teas or a neti pot.
What is that?
The neti pot, like the nasal rinse, the sinus rinse.
Oh.
Yeah, I would try doing that. Get all that stuff out of there.
Girl, I'm gonna lie if I told you that I would try that. I have barely yet to clean my house. You're asking for a lot to do the next day. I'm like, a tea is a lot.
Hey, you need to clear out those sinuses because doesn't help with like post-nasal drip and all that other crap. Trust me, I know.
I know. I just need to hire. I just need to clone me.
I want to be in that position. Huh? I would love that. If you're able to clone yourself. All right, myself. Go to work for me. Thanks.
Imagine how much shit I would get done.
Yeah, dude. If there's more than one of you, of course.
But I'm so ready. I have two. I'm booking, actually. So when this episode drops, I will be undergoing a combo ceremony.
Oh, what does that mean? What do you mean?
Do you remember how Norma talked to us about the little frog and how she like?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna do that ceremony. Come the
25th. You are?
Uh-huh.
You're gonna do the frog thing. Well, let our audience know what it is. They're probably like, what frog thing?
Okay, guys. So in the spirit of spring and shedding out and or blossoming and dandering the entire world with pollen, there's another thing of shedding your skin from December. So combo is basically, it basically helps you detox all the things to like kind of spiritually shed all the gunk. Is that kind of like what it does? That's how I kind of summarize it. So we have a mutual friend that she extracts these secretions from these little frogs and she pricks you. And it's a whole entire ceremony where you detox, where stuff comes out of all ends of your body.
It's a purge.
Yeah, it's literally a purge.
You're brave.
It's a purge. And I was telling her, because I was actually going to do it this on the 18th. And we're going to go for like a day trip. And I was like, I texted Norma. I was like, I think we might have to reschedule. And she's like, no, you're for the 25th. But I was very, very, I'm very scared because I don't want to purge. Like,
you're going to purge, dude.
I know I'm going to purge, but like.
So much. Oh my God.
Imagine like, that's just not enough. Like to me, I can't even poop in somebody else's house. let alone like puke, vomit, and like have diarrhea.
Wow. You are.
You know, it just doesn't sound nice.
Well, but no, it doesn't, dude. That's fucking purging yourself.
I know. So, like, I'll let you guys know. Like, okay. So, on Monday, I wasn't feeling like myself. Now, as you can tell, I have internet again, and I'm more like myself, and I don't want to kill something. But yeah, I will let you guys know after I shed my December, my winter skin, how I feel after purging.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Like, let me, like, well, obviously, text me before.
Do you want to do it with me?
Fuck no, I don't want to do it. No, thank you. I love how you asked me, though. No, thank you. Oh, man. That's crazy. So you're going to go to this place. She's going to put, like, the stuff on you, and you stay there for how long?
So she told me to basically that I need to go fasted for 6 to 8 hours prior, mm-hmm. but the ceremony will be like 2 hours long. And
okay, when you say ceremony, like them doing the whole thing, or you're like actually purging everything for like 2 hours?
I have no clue, girl, and that's what I'm scared about. Like, I'm not even scared about getting pricked. I am scared of having, you know, have my residency be my bathroom for the next day or two.
Is that how long it's going to last?
I don't know. I have no clue.
He asked questions.
But Susie, you know what? When I want to shed this old skin, by all means, I don't care. I'm like, whatever it takes.
Wow.
To quote Endgame.
Wow, whatever it takes. All right, well, on that note, thank you for
that. So I hope with that note, we're going to go into another segment of our continuing Wheel of the Year here at Hocus Pocus. Let's focus. The harshest transition ever that I've ever done.
That was such a rough transition.
Okay, well, we're talking about and what I mean by like it meant to be, it went differently in my mind, y'all. What I mean
I can see where you were planning on where it would go, and it just went like it just took a hard left. But I see
it was meant to be like symbolic,
yes,
of, you know, things blossoming. I know that you're trying to laugh at what I just
said. No, I'm sorry. It's because just, okay, like when you said that, like blossoming and things are coming too, it reminded me of, I can't remember the podcast I was listening to, but they're talking about where Epsom salts started or came from.
Oh, okay.
And it came from this place called Epsom, but they wouldn't like soak in it. At first they would get the salt and ingest them. Okay, and it was like way back in the day, you know, when women wore like layers and layers and layers of clothing, and like they would purge themselves that way. Like you would just be like shit in yourself.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh my gosh. So when I was listening to that podcast, I was like, man, I can't imagine you walk all this way, you ingest these salts, you know, to spiritually cleanse yourself and just cleanse yourself. And then you're walking back and you're just like, you and like all these other people are just pooping in outhouses and in the bushes. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm glad you're not going to be, you know.
No. I hope that it's not going to be that horrible. I actually had been wanting to do it sooner, mm-hmm. but I thought spring was the best time to like shed old skin from, in my head, it meant more metaphorically like Yule, you know, like everything prior to Ostera.
Yeah, well, it ain't gonna be metaphorical, girl. You're actually doing it.
So I really thought I was like, okay, what's the best way, you know, to start off or to kick off like a new season of 2022? Because honestly, like, I don't consider winter to be 2022. And I'll tell you why. in my head, I think of it's still 2021, like the previous year. Because everything in Yule and everything in, oh my goodness, what's the one that we just came from?
What do you mean?
What's the other wheel of the year besides Ostara?
Like right before it?
Yeah, the one that we just passed. Ah, shit.
Is it? What do you mean? The what other we just came from?
Yeah,
Imbolc. I was like,
Imbolc. There you go.
I was so lost.
I'm like, what's the other one? What's the one Imbolc before this? Imbolc. So I think Yule and Imbolc, I still consider them to be part of like
the previous year.
Because when I think of a new start, like a fresh start, I think of spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like logically, that just makes sense to me.
Right. Okay.
And I'm like, okay, let's go in. I'm no longer, you know, dragging everything. Because when we were talking about the hair of the dog, you still carry out all those things from December into the new year. So it's not really a new start.
Right.
And all the birds, I miss the birds singing outside my window. And then that's why I really wanted to do it. I thought it was going to be very more transformational, like going into the bright. Into the light.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It made so much more sense, y'all. I will keep you posted on the purge.
Very, very interesting. Okay. Yeah, no, we get it. But we are talking about Ostara today, which is the spring equinox. So I don't know if you wanted to start it or if you wanted me to start with, because we were going to drag this out. I know it was going to be a short episode.
You tell me, because I got some food, and you know your girl loves bread.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Well, I can start. So the spring equinox is about March 20th, 21st, 22nd, just kind of depending, but it's the point of the perfect balance on the journey of the wheel of the year. So the night and day are actually of equal length right now. So when we think about that, if it's being equal, we have dark and light being equal, masculine and feminine being equal, which we just had, you know, International Women's Day, inner, outer, it's really in balance. So this is like Dee said, the world is coming alive. The sun is gaining more strength, and the days are becoming a little longer and warmer. You know, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, it's a good time to start shedding all that crap. And so we're kind of getting back into higher energy, kind of waking up, kind of our hopes and our ambitions for the year.
Okay, see, that makes sense why I wanted to do it.
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm saying. The thought was there, Dee. It kind of took a, you know what else?
Okay.
We're purging. But yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's coming to life. It's obviously it's a renewal and a rebirth. So if we're like, especially what Dee is doing is she's getting rid of all the old, like shedding it. She's going to come out of this like renewed. It's a rebirth. So it's actually a beautiful thing you're doing. I don't know if I could, I would have to really psych myself up to get ready to do something like that. Cause you're right. You're somewhere else having to do all. And I'm sorry, if you're going to the bathroom and you're purging in both or out of both orifices, that's very intimate. You know what I mean? That's a very intimate thing you got to go through.
It if might not happen. I might not get home, it.
Yeah, it's okay. But at any rate, we do have Ostara takes its name after the Germanic goddess Eoster or Ostara, which is traditionally honored in the month of April with festivals to celebrate fertility. Remember what we discussed before, fertility doesn't mean necessarily getting physically pregnant, but the fertility is birth of new ideas.
I'm glad projects. That you told me that way past.
Well, I'm thinking about it now. It's like, you know what, let me reiterate this. But of course, it is a time where you can get, you know, physically pregnant, but it's the fertility of, you know, the things are budding, you know, we're planting that seed. So we have traditional things that we notice around this time is rabbits or the hare. And in Celtic tradition, the hare is sacred to the goddess, Okay, that's why we always see, and you'll always see correspondences with what we talk about with the Wheel of the Year and the paganism with, obviously, Christianity with Easter, because just like Dee and I said in previous episodes, it's, we started off with paganism first, and then the religions kind of, especially Christianity, took those, they were picking and choosing, and it's like, no, this is how we do it. But at any rate, this is the totem animal for the lunar goddess, such as Hecate, Freya, and the hare is a symbol for the moon. So the goddess that's closely associated with the hare is Ostara. And the date for Christian Easter is determined by the phase of the moon, which I did not know that. So the hare is nocturnal and is closely associated with the moon, which dies every morning and is resurrected every evening, which represents the rebirth of the nature in spring. So both the moon and the hare are believed to die daily in order to be reborn. And that is a symbolism for immortality with the hare. And it's a major symbol for fertility and abundance. And the hare can be conceived, you know, as pregnancy, but over the centuries, it, the symbol of the hare at Ostara, you know, it's the Easter bunny who brings eggs to the children Easter morning. And, you know, there's egg hunting, but we don't do, you know, rabbit hunting because that is determined by the moon together. Yeah, because that is sacred.
You're not going to catch them?
No. We just
not rabbit season?
No, it's not wabbit season. Duck season. Just kidding. Another thing that we, that's apparent and we see all the time are eggs. Eggs and all the seeds, because that contains all the potential new life promises. It symbolizes not only the rebirth of nature, but the fertility of earth and all creation. So in many traditions, the egg is a symbol for the whole universe. And the cosmic egg contains a balance of male and female, light and dark, because remember, Ostara is equal. So we have, it's at equal time right now. So it is said that the yolk represents the sun, and the white is the goddess. So it's a perfect balance. So about this time, not only are we planting the seeds, but we are also underlying that energy for growth and expansion. So I thought, you know, that's all we always see is rabbits and eggs and we Easter hunt. Spring flowers, if you're looking to decorate your altar or, you know, any flower, of course, don't feel like you have to go and run out and buy things, but daffodils, violets, primroses, Ostara colors are bright green, yellow, and purple. You can color eggs. You can put seeds on your altar, feathers, any and all flowers, of course, depending on your region, any kind of foliage that's sprouting into a leaf. So what you can do, I just saw this on someone else's post, is that you can get an egg that's, you know, broken off at the top, it's cleaned out, and you actually put soil in it with the seed and you lightly water it, and then you put it and you plant it. You can plant it in your backyard. Just word of caution, just don't be careful with plants that are invasive and maybe not good for your environment around. I know that in, if you don't know, mint grows as a weed. So if you don't want mint everywhere, just make sure you contain it, because it can be pretty invasive. Yeah, they can take over. And if you're looking for trees for Ostara, birch is a beautiful association with love and fertility goddess. Ash, we've discussed this, the ash tree that Odin hung from to obtain enlightenment and secrets of the runes. We also have alder. Alder is flourishing on riverbanks. Its roots are in the water. So it's said to have magical space between heaven and earth. What else do I have here? I think that's about it for me. Of course, you can also use the colors that I had just mentioned, and put candles or coordinate the candles onto your altar. If you are in the broom closet, remember that you don't have to go out and buy all kinds of stuff. Just giving thanks, just standing outside, feeling the sun on your face, really getting barefoot on the ground, just kind of really settling into the earth to kind of ground you. So it's a beautiful time, just kind of enjoying this peak time of year. You know, I mean, in my area, or in our area, it's windy and still kind of cold, but
for the time being,
for, yeah, if it's nice out in the morning, or, you know, just go out, let the sun hit your face, and just as long as, you know, thank you for the coming of spring, or whatever it is that you kind of want to put out there in the universe. And that, of course, is more than enough. So yeah, I'll let you go ahead and tell us about some bread.
So we have the infamous hot cross buns, which will definitely let you know that there is a recipe y'all can follow. And honestly, like, this, you and I have met for over a year now, haven't we? Like, come March, would have been?
April. No, yeah, March. Well, March, we were working together, and then April is when we started
really
collaborating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason why I bring that up is because there is a bakery here, at least in El Paso, Texas, that sells hot crust buns. And I had been curious about them. You hear the song, right? And you see them, and they are actually a quite tasty bread. And I never seen any other bakery here in town sell it, at least where I've known. And they were selling it as, like, purchase them, and I really like them. And I'm looking forward to doing that again. But they are very sweet. I highly recommend anybody, if they have, like, try some, make some, buy some, whichever one. But honestly, they have become an Ostera tradition. You know, sometimes the origins may be quite debatable. So some historians believe that pre-Christian Celts first marked the buns with an equal-sided cross to symbolize the earth and the sky, or the sun. Others credit these buns to 5th or 6th century Greeks, with the cross signifying either Christianity or just decorations. And that yet another attribute the hot cross buns to the 12th and 13th and possibly 14th century Christian monks, with the cross denoting that the buns were dairy-free for Lent, or that Lent was over as the buns were not dairy-free. So there's just, like, a bunch of concises about these hot cross buns. Needless to say, you cannot have a pagan festival without the iconic traditional bread. Cool. There's always something in it. Hmm. So whatever the history behind these delicious treats, you know, it's up to debate. They're also signified the relationship between the earth and the sun during Ostera, with daylight and nighttime being of equal lengths. So to share the magical balance in centering the spring equinox, why not bake a batch of hot crust buns to enjoy? So that's part of one of the foods that you can deliciously enjoy. So every Sabbath has foods that are certainly associated with it. Ostera has the traditional spring offerings, which are symbolic. And we can, you know, there's various recipes. You just can type them on Pinterest or Google. Eggs, which represent life, fertility, and the universe, as the day lengthens, chickens lay more eggs. So boiling them, deviled eggs, that's why you see them. Like, when I was typing up Ostera food, I would see a lot of deviled eggs. And I'm like, what the hell? But it makes sense. You know, in some parts, Easter or spring gets depicted with picnics in the park. And I don't know why you would have picnics in the park. I get it. You've been close up. But with all this allergy and, like, all the trees.
You have to remember, not everyone is blessed with the allergy.
I know.
You know, it's just you and I are just so special in that, Dee.
But like, does other people not like how that like they can go out and enjoy?
Yes, I'm telling you, Daniel didn't form allergies until his and my brother-in-law too. They never had allergies to anything until they reached adulthood.
Okay, so see, but like most adulthoods that get depicted in Hollywood are adults. They're like, they have their champagne and they're eating it on the blanket. The birds are chirping. Come on.
I've had some, you know, it's just around this time, it's hard here though, specifically where we're at because of the wind and everything is blooming. But I've done picnics before and it is nice. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, and my mom actually used to picnic with us, to be honest.
Is it like in Austin back where it's, here we have such a dry climate.
Yeah, no, when I was young, my mom would actually take us to the park and, you know, we'd have the whole sandwiches and we play and stuff. I've done it once here, but I mean, yeah, if you're in California or Austin, I mean, the weather's like just amazing to just have a picnic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm like thinking. I'm like, this, the reason why we must not have it here is because there's nothing like wet to stick things to. So when the wind picks up all the debris.
Yeah.
I was like, what was I doing? I was trying to dust and everything is covered in like dust. And I'm like,
yeah. I dusted my room, actually, I told Daniel, and then, of course, I look up, and I dusted, I polished, I vacuumed, I look up, and I was like, gosh, damn it, the fan, completely forgot to dust the fan. It just accumulates, we just live in the desert, so yeah, no, people are like, well, what do you expect from the desert, hello?
My fan in the kitchen, I haven't turned it on for like a while and it's collected a lot of dust and I don't have a ladder. And then Carlos came the other day, he's like, we need to clean up your fan. And I'm like, now that I have such bad allergies here at home, and it's bad because I can't even like, it feels like I'm getting choked with like somebody's constantly clapping rugs or something. It just, that's how it enters my nasal. And I thought it was Charlotte for the longest time. I'd wake up taking allergy medicine, but no, it's not that. So anyone that's out there enjoying some delicious deviled eggs or an egg salad, let me know. Take some pictures because I am miserable in this horrible spring season.
So good. I do. I really do. I never make them, but whenever I make them, I like it.
Out of all these recipes, I definitely do like the quiche aspect, not the deviled eggs. I don't know why I think it's the smell, like at the container, like when you boil them.
Oh, yeah. But it's going back. It's, you know, when you do, you know, but I'm the same way when it comes to like when I'm cooking beans. I don't like the way they smell when they barely start cooking, but then once they get going after a few hours, I like the way it smells. But like when you do boil the eggs, like the water is good for your plants. You know, they say don't toss out the water, it's good to water your plants with it. The eggshells are also good for your plants. If you grind it up, and I think you have to add something else today, I can't think of it at the top of my head, but also if you clean it out, like take the membrane and really clean it, I mean, that eggshell powder is good for protection, so
it's like, okay. That's a good thing, because I do that with my bananas. So when I freeze my banana, I have a giant container of potassium water in the fridge because that's good for plants. But I didn't think about the boiling of the eggs.
Yeah,
not that that happens around in this household. But still,
yeah, it's good. I used to do hard-boiled eggs like on the go, especially when I'm teaching. If I have bread, avocado, and like a hard-boiled egg with like the nothing but bagel seasoning or whatever, like to me that's like, it's gonna fill you up, you know, and give you the energy, which sometimes I don't have time in the morning, so I like to hard-boil a whole bunch. So that's me.
But no, I agree. Everything to get that's in and out in the morning.
Right. That's why I started doing overnight oats. So easy.
How's that going?
I mean, I haven't done it.
Speaking of overnight notes, I mean, we're going into the seeds. You can definitely start, you know, incorporating sunflower seeds, flax seeds into your, that's part of the Ostera foods.
True.
Aside from like the planting and the seeds. And they're actually really good with omega. Some are.
Mm.
But.
Yeah. Even adding like some chai seeds. That's good.
Yes, the chai seed puddings are so great, guys.
Yeah. I want to try doing that for sure.
So amongst all the other foods, of course, you have chicken and duck, which are popular spring foods because birds that do not start laying may be eaten instead. So both of these birds symbolize abundance and fertility. And speaking of birds and ducks, we just had this discussion. So we're trying to incorporate Charlotte to eat more meat into her diet. And Carlos was telling us, like, well, should I get in beef? And I'm like, no, I cook chicken for Charlotte because that just makes sense. Like birds out, like cats roaming in the alleys or around sunset are eating birds. I'm like, well, that makes sense. It's chicken.
Yeah.
Same way. So I come back after trying to find a laundromat today to a cat eating a bird that he just recently killed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I took a picture, like I took a video of it, like very macabre. And I showed it to Carlos. I'm like, see, that just makes sense to give them chicken. But that goes to say,
you recorded it, like, you see, it makes sense.
It was the universe, like, just lining it up very perfectly. But it's very true. It's like these springs, because birds that don't start laying may be eaten. And I clearly know which little bird got attacked, because he or she, like this little bird, could not fly as high. And he was by my car when I was about to get into it. And then I come back no less than like 10 minutes and a beautiful, you know, all white cat was eating a bird. I was like, I think I know which bird it was. But I mean, that's life, girl.
It is. Just like life is what it is.
Lambs stand for innocence. So anything like lamb chops or leg of lamb are popular during this time. Rabbit or hare is a traditional Ostera fare. So it's a traditional dish, which does not sound great. But yeah, so they represent speed and fertility, and they are also sacred to the goddess. So you can stew them, fry them, or split roast them. But that's not my pita in me. That just does not sound appetizing. Fish, again, becomes a very symbol. You know, when ice thaws, it exposes the rivers and the flakes full of hungry mouths. So this kind of ties into, at least, what is it, Lent, where you can't eat?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Eat, right?
Correct.
But yeah, that ties in, you can have sex, premarital sex, but heaven forbids you touch meat.
Well, you're not supposed to do anything for those 40 days of 40 nights.
I totally get
where you're coming from. It's just like back then with St. Patrick's Day, how we discussed, oh, St. Patrick's Day is, you know, to give a pause during Lenten season. Back then, it's like, what? Why are you doing it then?
Yeah, no, I've never been okay with that. Not that I specifically partake in it. I just think it's very funny that you want to just do that. But dairy foods are readily available in spring as cows and goats and sheep give abundant milk. So get ready to start churning that butter and make it into different shapes. I want to churn butter. Speaking of which,
do you want to?
I do. It sounds so. It looks and sounds so fun. But this is also.
But I know that it is not.
I know it does. It doesn't sound fun. It sounds very laborious. But this is somebody who grew up on like the Little House on the Prairie and all the American dolls.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and I love to hear. Like, I would love to read their stories. Actually, I should probably do that as a de-stressor. But It was always like that time in history has always been very curious to me. It's so for me, like churning butter sounds like a good, like out of all the centuries that I can go back to just visit would be that, just how life was in a very pure form, mm-hmm. you know. Green vegetables and edible flowers are actually something that you guys can decide to eat and incorporate into your Ostara feast.
Nice.
And that's all I got.
Nice. If y'all are interested, there is a tarot spread for Ostara. It is 5 cards and it's super, very simple.
What
first
is it?
The first card is your seed, so what you need to plant. The second one is the stem. So it kind of, it starts from the bottom and blooms up. So as it grows out, just so you have a visual. So the first card is on the bottom, closest to you, and it's what you need to plant. The second one is above it, where you can look for support, because that's the stem. And then 3 is to the left at a diagonal, what you need to release. So that's like what you're pruning away. 4 is on the right side, opposite of 3. And it's water, what you need to nourish. And 5 is at the very top, and it's the bud and what to expect.
That's cute.
So if you want to, if you do read cards for yourself, I think that would be a lovely card read for everybody to do.
Speaking 100% on card reads, you actually brought up a whole point, because I've been, you know how we have the Season of the Witch?
Yes.
They're coming out with the Beltane one. So that one's going to drop on April 11th.
Okay.
So highly recommend you guys incorporate that. They don't have an Ostara one, but if you're looking towards something more spring-ish, this is a good card. It kind of gives me those good feels. Beltane is very for May Day, but yeah. This is not sponsored. I just really, 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 really love those Oracle cards. They're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are, very much so. Well, okay, everybody. That's all we have for today. Go out and really push yourself to plant those seeds and ideas, and really give yourself that foundation so that you can start blossoming in your manifestations or whatever you want. Like, the world is your oyster or your egg.
Yeah, it really is. You guys can make what it is. And the beautiful part is everything is blooming. You're no longer in the dark. Now we just have those ugly winds and you're in Texas.
Well, you know, the wind does blow the seed around, so.
No, I was going to say, like, in Texas, we have wind and then we jump straight into, like, blooming, scorching summer. So if you guys are going to catch us in our lives, y'all be coming you straight from my freezer.
That's very true.
So y'all all think right. I'm laughing.
I know. The summers here are rough, but I really enjoy summer. So I don't like being cold.
I don't like it either. It's not fun. But I hope you guys enjoy this season or this episode. Not season. We're not yet. We're not yet there yet to cap it.
Not yet. But have a great Ostara, everyone, and we'll see you around. Bye.
Bye, y'all.